Tree lovers are uniting behind a plan by a biologist from Salisbury University in Maryland to preserve and encourage old-growth forests. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, the goal is to create a network of over 2,000 undisturbed yet accessible forests across the country.
Nothing escapes the eye of biologist Joan Maloof as she walks through a forest in a nature center in Cortland County. She's looking for signs of an old-growth forest, pristine woods that haven't been disturbed by man.
Not an old-growth forest right here, but here's some of that coarse woody debris that's so important. If you don't understand forests, you might think, oh, that's just a dead tree, it's a waste, something's wrong. But that's part of the natural cycle. When trees die, they just lay right where they are, and they continue to feed other organisms.
Maloof says, especially in the eastern U.S., there aren't many of these old-growth forests left anymore.
We only have 0.2% left of what was originally here, of these massive, beautiful, ancient forests. And I thought that was a shame.
That's why Maloof, author of the book Among the Ancients, Adventures in Eastern Old-Growth Forests, decided to create the Old Growth Forest Network. It would identify one forest in every county in the country where it's possible, and then it would never be logged again.
Out of the 3,000-some counties, I figure 2,130 can support forest growth.
So far, 16 of these old-growth forests in six states are part of the fledgling network, the latest in Cortland County. SUNY Cortland biologist Larry Klott says one of the forests boasts a tree that started growing in 1736, decades before the area was settled by Europeans. And for him, these old trees are more than just a canopy. They tell a scientific tale.
You can go in and take a look at their growth rings and see that some years or some periods they grow much more rapidly. Other years they have tighter growth rings indicating that perhaps competition with other trees or the climate changed during those periods.
Maloof says these old-growth trees are also important to the environment. She says they produce oxygen, they remove pollutants from the air and water, they provide shade and habitat, and beyond that, there are the intangibles.
There is that feeling you get when you walk into a forest, that beauty, almost a spiritual feeling that has been proven to reduce your blood pressure, even your mood, make you more creative.
And there's science behind that, according to Charles Yapel, a SUNY Cortland professor emeritus of recreation.
The compounds in forest air are very similar to the compounds in medications, pharmaceuticals, that we make and prescribe for people suffering from depression. There's something magical in the forest air.
For Maloof, this daunting task of creating an accessible old-growth forest is especially needed for the nation's youth, who she says can suffer from a nature deficit disorder.
We need to tie them to the land, let them understand what the land that they're living on would look like if it were undisturbed.
And there's some cherries in here.
Maloof, looking for signs of old growth in a Cortland forest, admits it's a daunting task that could take generations, but she thinks the pressure of realizing each county needs a representative in this network will push the project along.
And if you look at a county and say, really? You don't have one forest that's protected from logging? Not one? What can we do about this? That hopefully some places that are not protected now will then get protection and recognition. Even if they're not old yet, we will at least set them aside.
In Cortland County, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.